Track 8, A Special Walk with Chris Skinner. Chris Skinner took his recorder on a walk especially for our Christmas edition of Just Talk. Here he is out in the field at High Ash Farm. And Chris has a new word for us.
A very warm welcome to our chatterbox friends. I'm farmer and nature lover Chris Skinner. This is a special broadcast to celebrate a big event that's happening in the next day or two on the shortest day of the year. That's December the 21st, the winter solstice. And I'm standing on Caister Park on a piece of high ground, and I'm surrounded by around about 100 very large Scots pine trees, which are evergreens. And that's part of the clue why I'm here, because centuries, in fact millennia ago, the people that inhabited this area of Norfolk countryside worshipped the seasons and the environment, and not a particular creator. They kind of worshipped the creation itself. In fact, the seasons featured very, very strongly in their religion, if you like, their following. And I'm looking down over the valley. I can see Norwich to the north of me, hustling and bustling. And if I face due westwards, there's Caister St Edmund Parish Church nestling in the valley there. And before any of that was built, there was people occupying this area that I'm standing in. And they were Neolithic settlers that came here and used any materials to build houses. They'd obviously make use of timber that was here. 5000 BC, that's 7000 odd years ago, absolutely amazing. And they left certain artifacts behind them which I just love collecting. When the fields around me were growing crops, I would do something called chopping out sugar beet, singling the individual plants. And as a teenager, 18, 19 years old, you'd get bored out of your head doing that. So I started noticing things on the ground, perhaps the odd coin, but more particularly little flint tools that were left. Anything from a polished flint axe, which you have in your hand and you can rub your fingers over the edge, close to the cutting edge, and it was beautifully, almost mirror-like smooth, and that's made from flint. And I started to realise that the people that inhabited this area, you might think of them as very crude, ancient, whatever, and no skills. And I'm learning, as I have done each year now, that they were really skilled craftsmen to make flint tools, quite large ones, flint axes, and then incredibly delicate little flint arrowheads that you can, they're almost transparent, and they're about the size of a large thumbnail, but beautifully made with a serrated edge, and they'd be propelled with perhaps a long bow, because archery started thousands of years ago. And just that transition from one set of people inhabiting this area of countryside to then another, and so the local tribe here, about 2,000 years ago, and just a bit before that, they were called the Iceni, and they certainly carried out a kind of worship of the seasons and the things that were growing here at the time. And I found, with my sugar beet chopping out days, tiny little coins, either in gold or in silver, in this area that I'm standing on, and they are just exquisitely beautiful. It's the only way to describe it. On the back side of the coin would be moon crescents all the way round, and then two or three ears of wheat stamped in. So obviously the seasons, the sky and the crops they were growing were hugely important enough for them not to have the head of a local king or queen on them, but to celebrate Just the seasons and the moon as well. It's absolutely beautiful. And on the other side of the coin would either be a deer or a horse. And I've got one with a hare running on. So they were obviously, hares were here perhaps 2,000 years ago, maybe more. So then the Romans invaded this part of Norfolk, and I'm standing looking down over the Roman town, which hasn't been built on. It's still there, still with the wall surrounding it. It's called Venta Icenorum, literally the town of the Iceni. And the Romans and the Iceni, the local tribe here then, got on quite well to start with. They obviously traded together. And then it all fell apart, and the queen of the Iceni at that time was Boudica, or Boadicea, however you like to say it. And there was a big uprising, and a big revolt happened, and it all went horribly wrong, and the Romans carried on their occupation, and the Iceni, I don't know quite what happened to them all, but there was obviously a huge upset. And after that, it calmed down for a number of centuries, and then we had a Saxon invasion. And the area I'm standing on is an Anglo-Saxon cemetery. So you can see it's quite a historic area of Norfolk. And the Saxons also kind of worship the environment as well. And so when you died, you were cremated and your remains were put in what's called an urn, and the urns were buried with their necks, that's the top of the urn, level with the top of the soil. And say you were working with leather, then you'd have some leather put in the top of the urn and maybe a bodkin, so that you could carry on your trade in the afterlife. And because it's on top of the hill, the spirits that after you had been cremated could leave the urn and go to the heavens. And because we're on top of a hill, that kept the journey slightly less far to travel. So really lovely. And some of the urns have been excavated and they're on display at the local Norwich Castle Museum from exactly where I'm standing. So you can see there's a kind of progression. Many of the Roman buildings and parts of the Roman wall were knocked down because building materials in the Middle Ages. The Roman town that's here at Caister moved to Norwich, if you like, because that was better river access. And a lot of the building materials, which are hard to get back then, flint in particular, were taken to Norwich and built Norwich City Wall, and many of the churches were used in Norwich from repurposed flint. But there's a celebration here happening, and it isn't on December the 25th. The celebration is exactly where I'm standing, just on the edge of this area of woodland, at midnight on the 21st of December. A large group of people, druids, will meet here and celebrate the fact that the sun won't sink below the horizon anymore lower on that particular day. In fact, it's the shortest day or the longest night, and everything after that starts to renew. So although some people get a bit kind of down in the mouth at this time of the year, they looked at the seasons and they knew somehow or other what was going to happen, that things started to renew. And maybe that's why all these coniferous trees around me, because they stay evergreen, and that's one of the symbols, of course, of everlasting life. And there's a lovely word I'd like to introduce you to today, and it's thanks in particular to a lady called Susie Dent. And she was in Dictionary Corner at Countdown, and she's a bit of a wordsmith. And I was listening to her talking, and she'd found a word that's been out of use for about a couple of hundred years, and it's called apricity. And why is it important at this time of the year? Because it only applies really to this time of the year, in that you can feel the warmth of the sun. If you're out walking or sitting near a window and that sun is low, it strikes your face almost at right angles here in the UK at this time of the year, rather than on the top of your head on June the 21st, which is the longest day. And that warmth has a single word to describe it, and it's apricity. And I absolutely love it. So I hope you can be able to use that and drop it into a conversation and impress your friends. Now, I've got to look round because I've got to find something here. Oh, I've seen him. My terrible terrier, Rat, is sitting here beside me being very good. I hadn't seen very good. The area I'm standing on, this cemetery, is peppered with rabbit holes. In fact, there goes a rabbit running across the field like anything, and he's not seen that. I must have scared it out of the nettles that I'm standing in. Anyway, new word for you. Lovely time of year and beautiful. Something to really look forward to as things start to renew out in the countryside. Smashing time of year, so do enjoy it. And I'll talk to you all again soon. Bye for now.
Well, well, apricity. That's certainly not a word I've come across before. Thank you, Chris.